Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Ephraim Banda, who's the co-defensive coordinator, safeties coach, and youth development coordinator. Coach, if you get any more titles, I'm going to have to introduce you as just friend of the show. Goodness gracious. Ephraim Banda is going to join us right now on the show. I know you got a camp this morning. Thanks for waking up early with us, Coach.
Oh, Coach, is that I love waking up this early, especially seeing this bright sun and no clouds in the sky. Hopefully it stays like this tonight.
I was going to say, get it in early, Coach. That's what I've learned in the tennis world. Get it in early, man, whatever you guys are doing. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. These June camps, is we got them going on, and we're seeing lots of verbal commitments with it. So, obviously, it's a big time for recruiting as well. I want to ask you about all these verbal commitments, and everybody wants to get them. You guys target guys. You get the commitment. How about holding on to them? So after you get the verbal commitment, tell me what the game plan is when you guys talk after a guy, all right, he committed to us. We got it on social media. Now we need to, what can you do from here on out after to make sure that thing stays strong?
I think there's two parts. The first part has to do with us and going out and winning football games. If you go out there and win football games and do well on the field, it'll be a lot easier to keep a young man's commitment. I think that's the first thing that definitely has got to happen.
Okay.
I think the other thing that has to happen is you got to continue. We always say this. As soon as we offer a young man or as soon as we commit a young man, the roller coaster ride like just starts to click and take off because it's about to get even crazier because it's going to be more coveted. Everyone's going to say, hey, that kid's committed to Miami. You know, they think he's good enough, especially down here where we have the ability to eval at a more thorough rate, I guess. So you have to continue to recruit the young man. You have to get him to buy into something that is maybe not necessarily tangible at that moment, but buy into being part of this program. And you do that by getting him to recruit his class, getting him to build a relationship with other commits. Because the closer that he gets with all the guys that are committed to him, the harder it's going to be for him to walk away from those people and those relationships. So I'd say those, you know, it's twofold. There's one, there's us winning games and staying on them, and it's them building a relationship and really a real likeness to the program beyond just a committable, verbal deal.
Just a follow up to that, and I know last year was a bad example because the coach left and you got caught and. Then the coordinator took off for a short period of time, and so guys were jumping right and left. But in normal, do you guys do stats on how many verbal commitments stick with it? What percentage? Do you guys do all that stuff, or is it more just let's get this thing set up where it doesn't happen as much?
You know what? It's funny. I was driving to work the other day, and I wanted to, after this summer ends or once we get done with camps, that was something that I'd really wanted to dive into the metrics of. And what Coach Diaz is doing currently with the program is setting up a checks and balances, a checkbox system that's going to develop data. And the only way you have to set this up, and then you got to let it kind of go for a few years to collect the data to help you, you know, really see what, how, why things either get to the finish line or don't. Yeah. But it's a great question, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think anyone's doing it.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, and I want to even follow up more on the verbal stuff. All right, so a kid who is either in his junior year or is just about to start his senior year of high school gives you that verbal commit, throws it on Twitter, whatever the case may be. What's it like now for you and the coaching staff with a kid that just gave you the verbal commit? How much do you have to get to talk with him and be, you know, social media friendly with the kid throughout the year? Because, you know, other coaches around the country, they don't care if you got a verbal commit. If that thing's not written on paper, sent in officially, it's still up in the air. How much do you have to go with a kid and talk with a kid after the verbal commitment's made to you?
Daily. Daily. I mean, daily. It doesn't, a verbal commit until that paper gets signed and it comes across. We still use fax machines. It's crazy, but the only sport in the country that does it. But it comes across the fax machine daily. And it may not be, on the phone. It may be a text message. It may come from, our recruiting department. It may be a letter. It may be a phone call. It may be a retweet. It just, you have to constantly stay on, these young men. Because here's what I would say. If you aren't talking to them, someone is. And if they ain't talking to you, they're talking to somebody. And you got to make sure it's you. And so it is, to answer your question, nothing changes. It continues as if they weren't committed. So
let me move over to the other part of this, the Paradise Camp, which has become very popular. Just a great idea Mark Richt put together and getting guys in. We were just talking about this. Can you have active players in NFL as part of this, or they have to be former NFL players?
Yep, and you're right, Coach Richt's idea was brilliant in designing this camp. It's something that no one else does or can really duplicate at the end of the day. But, yes, to answer your question, so if you guys remember, most of the time Paradise is in late July.
Right.
With us playing on August 24th, we lost that week. So we were trying to think about, what could we do? How could we make it better? One of the biggest things that you struggle with in July is you can't get the current NFL guys on campus because they're in training camp. They're in their OTAs. You guys are talking about them on the radio. Things are happening, in the NFL around that time in late July. So us moving into June allows us to bring all those current NFL guys, and more importantly, the guys that the recruits really, really, really kind of know or went to school with that – or more around their age can come and be a part of Paradise Camp, as well as the John Beasons, the Mike Irvins, the Warren Sapps, and all the greats that they know of course.
Yeah.
We hold dear to our heart, but it allows us to bring a lot of the more current NFL guys on campus, which we will have a lot of current NFL guys.
Just tease us a little bit. I know we can't be part of it, and we've seen this. We're not invited stuff that you guys send out, but Frank Gore, Duke Johnson. I mean, you talk about two dudes that are really popular in Dade County. You're going to be able to get those guys. Can you share that with us? Come on.
I don't want to spoil the names, but I will say this. I looked at the list last, because we got to wait to make sure that everyone's in, which we should be getting everybody. The list is unbelievable. Like, you could put together a team right now with the guys that are coming on campus and go and play and win some NFL games, yeah. A lot of them right now.
Calais Campbell.
I'll tell you what, in my room, I know that we have Jaquan Johnson obviously come back, Sheldrick Redwine, Rayshon Jenkins, Jamal Carter, all the guys that I've had the ability to coach. This is going to be the first time, really, in the last 3 years where I'm going to have all four of them.
Wow.
In one spot. And it's going to be, for me, like, that's, I'm looking forward to the weekend. It's going to be amazing. But, as personally, to have my four guys that I've had the ability and blessed to coach the last 4 years in one, literally on one field, is going to be special. So I'm excited.
Ed Reed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he might be the greatest safety of all time, man. Yeah, just having fun with you, Coach. Just having a little fun with you, man. Yeah,
Coach, it's one hell of a recruiting tool when you're a 17 or 18 year old kid and you come into the camp. I was just talking with Joe before about this. You could be a tight end and Jeremy Shockey's your coach, like you just said, defensive tackle, and Sapp's there, or Big Vince might be walking around, or you're a safety and Ed Reed, or a linebacker, and you have that great, unbelievable linebacker. The past, has this ended up being for you guys one of the best, if not the best, recruiting tool you have by inviting kids there and them seeing all these former players, maybe even a speech by Michael Irvin?
You know what it is, and I'll tell you guys, the rule changed. I'm too sure how much you know about this rule, but you're allowed to do a summer visit now, official summer visits. And when they did this rule, I think it's on year two now, it is year two, we were really concerned about what it would do to Paradise. And, what it take away from Paradise, would kids be on official visits and not come to Paradise, and come to a camp they got to pay for versus go to official visit where they don't? That was my biggest concern. And I'll be honest with you, it's a testament to how great this, event is. It's a testament to how powerful our players are, how powerful the U is, the program, the brotherhood that people talk about. It is not, we have had little to no issues of young men, you know, not coming to Paradise and taking an official visit. And so to answer your question, it is the number one thing we do. It is the most positive. The players that come, the recruits that come, to sit there, it's one thing to hear a coach talk, but it's a whole other thing when you sit there and hear Ed Reed talk or Warren Sapp's talking about, you know, defeating a zone block, or Jeremy Shockey's talking about getting off of, you know, a nine technique and getting vertical. Like, all those things, that is what it's about. And that's what they come for, and that's what they're excited about. So it is truly the number one best thing we do in the summer.
Coach, who's going to jump off the 9-meter platform in the pool? Someone, right? I mean, is it going to be you? Are you guys picking straws?
I think they put that to rest. There's no
way. No, someone's got to do it. Manny, is Manny going to do it?
You know what? We're going to change it up this year. We don't have the ability, I'll be honest with you, since we have since Hard Rock is off campus. A lot of these young men don't get the opportunity to go see Hard Rock. So what we're going to do is we're going to take them to Hard Rock this year and do a little event out there for our team primarily and do a really cool barbecue for our kids and get off campus a little bit with our team as well. But so we're not going to do the pool part this year. We're going to take them to Hard Rock and get off campus. So we won't have any divers this year. We're going to leave that one to Coach Rick because he was so good at it. But that's his deal. So we're going to do Hard Rock this year.
Coach, how many guys do you have coming? Can you share that with us? How many are they? All guys that you're recruiting, or not necessarily, or what's the age group for the kids? And how many do you have coming?
In terms of recruits,
yeah, for this weekend,
we'll have, I'd say, around 200. But what's really unique about that 200 is it's the best of the best. This isn't your starter camp. You know, this isn't the first. You know, you and I both remember our first time we went to a football camp, and you know, we were just little freshmen or sophomores running around, had no clue what we're doing. This is not that camp. This is a camp that will feature some of the best, you know, future NFL stars. And so it's going to be quality, and it's going to be really exciting to watch. If I'm a fan, like, this is what it's about right here. I mean, you want to come watch one-on-ones and seven-on-seven and watch it, because you're going to watch future NFL stars, you know, on one field.
Edger and James coming?
You know what?
Reggie Wayne coming. Come on, man. Give me something from NFL Network or something, Coach. Jeez.
I don't want to steal the thunder, man. I don't want to steal Coach's thunder. So I'm gonna I don't want to do that. But I'll tell you this. It is amazing how many people just show up. Like, guys that, you know, maybe weren't on the list, and they're like, hey, I'm gonna go, and they all of a sudden you just see Edgerton James or Warren Sapp is walking around. It's beautiful.
By the way, if Warren Sapp could teach that stuff that he did with his hands at no other defensive tackle, let me know, because I'll send that around to my school out of Berkeley, because that is unbelievable. That I'm convinced some of that stuff you just can't teach. That, do you agree with that? Like, some of the stuff some of these guys do, like whether it's a quick release or the hands that Warren Sapp used, that I'm still waiting for another guy to have the hand use that he had a defensive tackle.
It's special, and that's what it's about. You know what else he had? You know, some people talk about, I've heard you talk about a little bit, his arm length. He had, like, just unbelievable arm length that allowed him to keep.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. Watching him up close, and I had no idea.
He's got really long arm lengths, and that is big for a defensive tackle. We measure that. We measure the length of if a young man is going to be 6 foot, well, then he better have a 6'4" wingspan.
Yeah.
Because he's going to need it. You know, if a linebacker's 5'11", you know, we've had a lot of those guys come, 6 foot guys come through, but they had very, very long arm length and big hands.
Yeah.
So you cannot necessarily, and especially in Miami, right? We're gonna have guys that maybe not are all 6'4", 6'5" linebackers. We're gonna have the John Beasons of the world, right? And those guys are maybe not gonna be the tallest, but they're gonna have extremely big wingspans.
Yeah.
So that's also, you know, that's another thing that if you watch, go back and you just watch him in a stand.
Yeah.
And see how long his arms, just go Google a picture, you can see how long his arms were.
Coach Andre Johnson coming.
Hey, Coach, the longer you stay on with us, he's got a list of names, Coach. I'm just letting you know that. He's got 100 names on this list.
Hey, I'm having fun, though, Coach. That's right. I feel like a little kid, man. I didn't even go to your school. I feel like a little kid knowing what you guys are going to do. Jeez.
It'll be fun. Gotta come out, man.
Coach, thank you.
Come out.
We really appreciate you coming on, man. Great teaser today. Good luck with everything.
Coach got to go to work. He's going to a camp today.
Killing it with these verbal commitments. Keep it going, man. Thank you.
Coach, you're on your way to Homestead? Is that where you're going today?
Yep, I'm headed down to Florida State. We're going to be in Harrisfield. If you're, you know, at NC1 right now and your kids are sitting about to jump on the Xbox or the PlayStation, film the Harris Park, we've got a free youth park for any young man is currently in high school. We're allowed to do that because they're not recruitable kids. If they're not currently in high school, send their butts to Harris Park. The registration's at 8. We'll start at 9 o'clock. Get them off the Xbox. Get them on the field with us.
Yeah, there you man. Go. Great there stuff. You go. Great stuff for an area that loves their football. Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Y'all are awesome. Have a great day.
Efren Banda joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Hurricanes co-defensive coordinator. He's also the director of youth development.
Willis McGahee.
That was good by you. I thought maybe he'd bite on one. You were throwing out such good names. Even just like the Sap
one. I
gotta
be honest.
Even though I think I saw on Sap's Twitter he said he's going to be there, like I was waiting for him to kind of confirm it.
He'd be one of the first guys I'd have at one of those.
Sap?
Because you get the real talk and the real deal, but nothing against Warren, but some of that stuff he does is just natural.
Yeah, I
have watched other guys try that hand stuff their whole career and get locked up.
Ain't working.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.